This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour Friday is with us. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. This is a Good Day program, our overview of things that are going on, let's say in the last 24 hours or so, that we can get ourselves into and out of conveniently, happily, well, not always happily. I'm going to be in Israel. This program will originate from both Tel Aviv and Jerusalem next week, my part of it anyway. The other folks that are normally on the air with me will be where they're supposed to be, but I think that's where I'm supposed to be. It's Holy Week, and in that circumstance, I've never been. I've been in Israel four times. Each time I go, I find the small country to be more interesting, more amazing, more compelling, the people, what goes on there, the history of it. So I thought perhaps this would be a fabulous time to go because it's Holy Week. Holy Week in Jerusalem. Holy Week going to the sites that are so profoundly a part of the history. Even though I'm not a religionist, I'm actually not at all a religionist, but I'm historically very interested, curious, involved, and the history of Jesus, the history of Israel, the history of this part of the world is so amazing. Mostly because if you turn it around and understand that all of the three major religions in the world, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, all were started within 3 miles. And when you tell people that or they realize that, it's awesome. People, what? You, no, come on, that's not true, is it? Yes, it is. It is true. The Muslims and the Jews, the brothers, if you will, not Cain and Abel, but, well, there's a sort of story that you think about with regard to brothers, but the Semitic tribes, which were developed into the Israeli tribe and the Islamic tribe, isn't what they were called, but that's really what they amount to. Religions are tribes, like political parties are tribes, like groups of people who have things racially in common or ethnically in common or in terms of what you do for a job. There are tribes. The people who have been the president of the United States belong to a small tribe. The people who are in various political parties belong to a small, or I guess a larger, tribe. They're all tribes. And some get along with us. Isn't that, maybe when you think about what the reason for all the disruption in the world is, think about your own family. And does it always get along? And if it does, well, if it doesn't, the tribe works. For example, if Christians get along in the main, then that tribe works. Same for Muslims, same for Jews, same for Republicans, same for Democrats, same for old people, same for young people, same for whites and blacks and women and men, and it just go on and on. We're all members of tribes. And that leads to more the illegitimacy of all of the arguing and the fighting that goes on. I suppose in some people's minds it leads to the legitimacy of that. Because in the main, we fight among ourselves, our sisters and our brothers. We fight with each other. We fight with our parents, or we argue. Maybe fight's too strong a word, but we argue. And so that part of the human condition, and part that we don't really understand. Some of us think we understand, but we really don't understand what this is all about. We really don't. I don't think many of us get it at all. So when I go to a place like Israel and tell stories about what goes on there, I do it because I think it helps to bring us together to understand how other people think. For example, Mr. Trump announced yesterday that he's going to nominate a bankruptcy lawyer named David Friedman as his ambassador to Israel. His statement, which was issued by the transition team, said that Friedman's, quote, strong relationship with and in Israel will form the foundation of his diplomatic mission. And so after that, Friedman said that he would work, quote, tirelessly to strengthen the unbreakable bond between our two countries. Look forward to doing this from the U.S. Embassy in Israel's eternal capital, Jerusalem, which is where I will be on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week during this program. Trump has indicated that he's going to change what has been the policy of the United States for the past 10, 20 years or so, mandating that the embassy be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This is more not secular, certainly religious, has a religious connotation, maybe more than political, but maybe the political significance will be felt as well. As you know, one of the big problems in Israel is that Jerusalem is the status of the city is contested by the Palestinians and most of the nations in the world. The 1967 war, which if you've been in Jerusalem, you know that now the where the fence was is now the trolley line. And one side of the trolley line is the Palestinian side, and the other side is the Israeli side. And the Palestinians in and of themselves are not the problem. Hamas is the problem, and the funding that they get and all of the things that have really created this hubbub that's gone on since 1948. And Friedman, by the way, has been pretty high on top of it, New Yorker, of significance, known Trump for a long time, so he's been an advisor on Israel during the campaign. He says, and Trump, I guess, agrees. I mean, I don't know. If you appoint somebody to a position like this, you got to know what their positions are, what their thoughts are. And so Friedman was asked whether or not he thinks the Jewish settlements on the West Bank are legal, and he said, yeah. The previous administrations have, all the way back to the 60s, have said that these were illegitimate. So this is a really, I don't know what you want to call it, in your face, a stick in your ear kind of a thing. But there are the conservative Jews, the same as we have here. There are liberals and there are conservatives. The Israeli newspaper last year published an interview in which Friedman said Trump would support Israeli annexation of parts of the West Bank. He's called on many of the liberal Jews in our country to support a two-state solution with the Palestinians not being looked upon favorably. And they, since World War II, and look back to the concentration camps, there are a lot of people, and this is where I think I go awry. I don't think that continuing to stick to what went on during World War II, even though it was horror show, the Holocaust, the things that happened, it is time to, I don't know if move on is the right word, but I find that sticking in the past, as Tolle writes in his book, The Power of Now, there's nothing you can do, nothing I can do, nothing they can do about what happened in World War II. The fact that it is something that occurred that was a horror show, it's something we don't want to forget. We collectively, as the international, I mean, the nations of the world, the people of the world, need to know that that took place and that it was beyond comprehension. That sort of thing has been done. Ethnic cleansing has been done since mankind first started walking the planet. For whatever the reason, we have in our DNA a problem. Human beings have a problem of acceptance. Some of us think we're better than others. Some of us think we're bigger than we are. Some of us are stronger than others in some ways. Some of us are smarter than others in some ways. But that doesn't mean that might makes right. It has meant that. Maybe that's part of my naivete here. We are the toughest guys in the world, the United States. So what we say because of the fact of who we are and what we are, maybe that's why everybody sort of genuflects to us. And maybe they think that they're afraid. And maybe there's something to be said. Many of you probably think that, and I'm not sure where I come down on this, that might makes right. But if we're the strongest, then nobody's going to screw with us. Nobody's going to mess with us. Nobody's going to upset the apple cart. All of those things are probably true. And in terms of the Jews versus the Palestinians, the Jews are smarter, frankly, and have certainly much more financial power than do the Palestinians. But that doesn't mean that all this stuff is right. And then you get the rest of the Muslim world or the architects of some of the stuff that's gone on over there, like Daesh and Al-Qaeda, and they'll claim that Israel is responsible. If there were no Israel, there would be no problem, yada, yada, yada. That fight's been going on. And it feels to me, I said this when I was teaching this sort of thing in the 70s and talking about it on the radio since then, that there's really no solution to this given the mindset of the players involved now and then. So anyway, we'll talk about this sort of thing. We'll explore it. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of insight. I hope there'll be a lot of insight from the people that I have scheduled to be on the program next week from Israel. It's now 17 after the hour on the Good Day sort of open forum, big time discussion portion of my broadcast day.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4,
that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays. More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship. Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
You shouldn't have. And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See a Staples associate for details.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Hi, our mystery news voice of the day, which you can identify at 888-302-3684, is an ESPN reporter who died overnight. We'll give you some audio in a few moments here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow.
Sounds like Michael Bublé to me. What about you?
A lot like Christmas. Toys and everywhere you go.
Okay, he doesn't know the words.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hobbling boots and a pistol that chooses the wish you find on them.
Okay, this is, I think, number 29. I don't think it makes a difference anymore what number it is. We are acknowledging that these are the most popular song being downloaded and played. Michael Bublé's version of it. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere we go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel. One in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
Like the one that Victoria brought to her house last night, abusing her boyfriend, Karen being free. You post that stuff on your Twitter page?
I did. It's on my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. At On Air Victoria. So, no, the wedding's off now?
No, I think it's back on.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Once we got the tree situated and then lit, it was back on.
Okay. All right, so each of our musical segments each hour beginning until Christmas anyway with some good Christmas music. Thank you, Michael Bublé. Now it's time for us to go for a ride in the carpool karaoke vehicle. James Corden and Bruno Mars from Carpool Karaoke. Listen to this audio. In addition to singing a lot of his music in the car, he and James Corden, Bruno Mars, and what's his real name? Alfonso Delaco or something. What's this guy's real name? It's Hawaiian.
Peter Hernandez?
Is it? Okay, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He was talking about his love of Elvis, and he apparently was the smallest Elvis impersonator and youngest Elvis impersonator ever. Really? He was in the movie Honeymoon in Las Vegas when he was 4.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was the Nicolas Cage movie. Is that what this is?
Yep, this is him singing in the movie.
So cute.
His father father apparently owned and ran an Elvis-themed gift shop over in Hawaii, and it was modeled after Graceland. His father said that he loved all of the costumes, would watch the footage of Elvis over and over again, starting at the age of two. Isn't that funny how that comes around? So,
and obviously talented. Stuck.
Yeah, right, of course it did. And then this Corden, man, he learns all that music in preparation for these rides. That's I have a lot of respect for him, because that's a big job to learn all that music.
Yeah.
He does at least one of these a week. So here he is driving his Rover around New York, singing. I don't know who's... Sometimes I wonder who's better, especially when he's singing with some of the other men.
I know. Gordon, he sounds so great.
He does.
And he can hit high notes, which is a
yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good job with him. All right. Carpool Karaoke. All right,
this was a
Kara.
Really fun one to watch together.
Yeah, it looks like it. It sounds
the
like
two of them together are hilarious.
Yep. All right. So I want to give not much time to this guy from Massachusetts who's been ordered to stay away from Ariana Grande. He pled guilty yesterday to harassing her by sending her text messages and unwanted gifts. What's the matter with people? This guy's name is Timothy Normandin from Lowell, Massachusetts, on probation now. He pled guilty, at least. But texting and social media. He would drive to New York and Connecticut to try to talk to her. Whack job. 28 past the hour.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build.
How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Doug Steffen, Sarah Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, working our way through the Friday situation. It's the 16th of December. Things that are going on in the world, talking about me going to Israel and the things that are real in conversation. It'd be very interesting to have an overview of what we were just talking about in the last half hour. The ambassador designate is somebody who, along with Trump, apparently believes the West Bank settlements ought to continue. Most everybody else thinks they ought not to, because it's kind of an up yours or in your face to the Palestinians. But a lot of the hardcore right-wing Israelis don't really give a damn. So let's figure out how that works. That's next week. Now we're into our news voice of the day. This gentleman was a sideline reporter for the television broadcasts of NBA games for a long time. He would wear outlandish outfits. He would question the coaches and the players. Quite a character. Had leukemia. Died yesterday in Atlanta at the age of 65. Here's a voice clip.
I will never give up, and I will never give in. I will continue to keep fighting, sucking the marrow out of life as life sucks the marrow out of me.
So referring to his leukemia, he was pretty knowledgeable from what I get. Anybody who said anything to me about this guy, basketball and his life were sort of one and one. He was highly respected by Marv Albert, who is, I think, considered by most to be the king of basketball broadcasters.
If I've learned anything through all of this, it's that each and every day is a canvas waiting to be painted. An opportunity for love, for fun, for living, for learning. To those of you out there.
He said that the clothing that he wore reflected who he was. The things he was fighting for were the sports that he loved, the life that he loved, and the cancer that he was fighting. He wrote an autobiography that came out last month. And he said, life ought to be fun. That's why I wear the clothes that I do. Anyway, they're looking at a picture of one of the outfits that he wore, one of the blazers. And it's a good way to get attention. People talk about you when you do things that are different. Was in the hospital for a long time. I think we have one more clip of you, Carrie, right?
And I'd always watch the games. I'd try to go to as many as I could. So to be able to be part of it is, you know, fantastic. So it's been a great year and a great run, and I'm just very grateful that ABC asked me to do this game with ESPN.
Yeah. He had respect from all of the rivals. So anyway, this guy's name is 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. If you can identify this fellow, you get a swell prize just in time for Christmas that will help you in lots of things in your life. The book of essays that I have that apply to most everybody's circumstance. There are 40 different essays in this book. Life is great when you do the work. So you'll gain from that. But it's nice to know that you have the answer. A lot of people just want to express, they don't want the prize. They just want to know, okay, here, am I right? Please tell me I'm right. I want to know that I'm right. Hooray, hip, hip, hooray. 888-302-3684 to identify this fellow. As we continue, the 2020 News Voice Quiz starts. We give you a little information of 20 past. If you need with more information, now you got until 20 of to give us a call and figure out what's going on. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people who are focused on Russia today for a couple of different reasons. President Obama said yesterday that our country will retaliate against Russia over the cyber activity during this year's election. He said, quote, I think there's no doubt that when any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, we need to take action. And we will. At a time and a place of our choosing. Some of it may be explicit and publicized. Some of it may not. So this follows on the heels of some other reports that now seem to be confirmed, as I nose around here and look at the CIA conclusions. They're saying that they have information with high confidence that Russia intervened in the election specifically to help Trump win the White House. 17 U.S. intelligence agencies publicly announced last month they had concluded that the theft of emails from the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign manager was undertaken by hackers working for Russia. I think I heard yesterday, Kara, weren't we talking about this, the John Podesta, who has been a Democratic operative for a long time, he got an email.
Yeah, I think he got a phishing email.
Yeah,
and
right.
Basically clicked the link to change his password, and that's how they got it. And that is the number one thing that you're taught to not
you
do.
Don't ever. So, maybe the Russians are taking advantage of an opportunity. I got to believe that Snowden somehow is involved in this, because I don't think the Russians are that smart. I think Snowden is, and he's there for 3 years, and they could put a gun to his head and say, okay, you want to stay here for a while? Help us. We want to screw around with the U.S. elections. And I think Snowden is angry enough about what's going on that he might do that under the circumstances. In other related Putin activity, Alexei Navalny, opposition politician, helped lead street protests against Vladimir Putin in a couple of different circumstances a few years ago, announced that he is going to run for president in Russia. That'll take place 2018, sending a jolt through the opposition that has been pretty ineffective against Putin. He said that, let's see, genuine elections are not just the victory of one person. They're a clash of ideas, clash competition, programs, et cetera, et cetera. So this will be interesting. Putin is not all that popular, but he's very powerful. And you know, he's the closest thing to a dictator, I think, that there is. Here's a little more information from a reporter who's following this story.
Vladimir Putin could face opposition leader Alexei Navalny in Russia's 2018 presidential race. Navalny runs the Anti-Corruption Foundation and started making waves in 2011 when he released an investigation into dealings between top Russian businesses and government elites. He also helped organize protests in 2011 and 2012 against Putin's return to the Russian presidency. Navalny has never held office, but he surprised local experts when he came in second in the Moscow mayoral race in 2013. His campaign was almost entirely crowdfunded. Some of Navalny's anti-corruption work has led to official resignations, which are rare, but his presidential run might be short-lived. Navalny and his brother were convicted of fraud in 2014 by a Russian court. Navalny received a suspended sentence. His brother is currently in prison. Supporters maintain the case against the brothers was politically motivated. The European Court of Human Rights ruled they were found guilty for acts indistinguishable from regular commercial activities.
Right. So the way it'll work in Russia is that the government with Putin will come up with some trumped-up charge, pardon the pun, and they'll put him away, and that'll be the end of that. All right. Identifying our mystery news voice of the day, not easy, apparently. As with yesterday, a lot of good ideas and questions about, is this the right answer? The fellow who we're talking about is Craig Sager, who died away. He died yesterday in Atlanta at the age of 65. The fellow who interviewed on the floor lots of NBA players, Carl Sager, at 65. Our mystery news voice of the day. In a moment, Uri Geller from Israel joins us here on Good Day.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Melissa Foss, lifestyle expert, here to talk to you about some great ways to look fabulous for the holidays. First up, I want to talk about the kiddos, because we want them to look as cute as possible, and I've got the trends. First up, we're going to talk about graphic sweaters. We've got luxe faux fur, and also flare skirts, glitter, and all of this is mix and match. You can find it all at Target. They have an amazing line for kids called the Target Marquee clothing brand for kids. It's called Cat and Jack, and you really have to check it out. Everything they have there is under $30. One thing I really appreciate about this price point is that what it means is that if you buy something, even though it's well made, it's on trend, it means that if your kid wears it only once or twice, it's not the end of the world and you haven't broken the bank. So something a lot of moms can appreciate. Let me run through some of the great items we have for little girls, all under $30. We're going to talk first about a faux fur vest. We've got fit and flare skirts. Festive holiday dresses, these are under $25, which is such a steal. Moving on to the little boys, you know, they just want to be cozy and comfortable. So we've got a thermal cable knit, button downs, chino pants, even adorable bow ties, which my son will be wearing somehow. I'm going to make him wear it come hell or high water. So that's going to happen. And we also want to talk about toddlers. They have an amazingly cute sateen blue diamond dress, a bare tunic and legging set, cross bodies, and even headbands. And let's not forget about the newborns. We've got pullovers and coverall jackets for them. Okay, moving on to beauty. You know, we all want our hair to look great all the time, but especially during the holidays. And this time of year, we want fullness, we want volume, but if you're like me and you're running around town all over the place, you don't have time to shampoo as often as you might like. So to the rescue, my ultimate secret weapon is Dove Refresh and Care Volume and Fullness Shampoo. Now, this is a weightless formula that cleanses by absorbing oil to help your hair stay fresh and clean between washes. It transforms your hair from lifeless to bouncy, and it also leaves behind a really fresh scent as if you would have just washed it. You can use it on all color hair, all types hair. All you have to do is just spray in a few, and you're going to take your hair from looking like it needed to be washed to fresh and clean, as if you had never skipped that shampoo. It's very affordable at $3.99, and you can get it at mass retailers. Also, I suggest it for a stocking stuffer. Last but not least, I want to talk about a couple little makeup tips. If you want to go from day to night or go from the office to your holiday party, swipe on a bold red lip or a sheer swipe of sparkly eyeshadow, and you'll be surprised what a difference it makes. Thanks so much, and have a happy holiday.
46 after the hour, coming up on, that's actually 45 after the hour to be accurate. Also to be accurate, my friend Uri Geller, with whom I will spend a lot of time next week in his homeland of Israel, is with us now. I wanted to have you talk a little, Uri, about the feelings there in Israel. Has nothing to do with you and your potent personification of presence. How do you like that for an alliteration in Israel? This is just an observation from an Israeli somebody who's a real supporter of your country. The appointment of Mr. Friedman by Donald Trump as the ambassador to Israel, they support at least the West Bank settlements, whether they're extended or not. What's the feeling in Israel about this today, the appointment of this guy Friedman and Trump's victory and his status on, or his standing on the West Bank issue?
Look, Doug, the notion or the talk or the rumors or the gossip about the American embassy moving to Jerusalem has been around for years, maybe even decades. And now that Donald Trump is president-elect, and he mentioned it a few times during the campaign, and he elected, I think Friedman is Jewish, of course, it looks that this could, might materialize. Now, there are people here who are scaremongers and say, oh, be careful, it's going to be terrible, we'll be attacked, there'll be a new intifada, there will be more stabbings and more shootings if that happens. And from the other side, obviously, there's a camp who welcome such a move. It's huge. It is really a huge move, Doug. Just think. Israel has been formed in 1948, and since then, there was no real American presence in Jerusalem. So that's what I'm feeling. This is very new now, because it's been talked about in the last, 15 days. Let's see what happens. I would like to see and hear what Benjamin Netanyahu says about it, because I understand from my sources that there are already people in Jerusalem looking for the space, looking for the land where the new American embassy might be moved to.
Isn't that interesting? Well, one of the things I'll talk about when I'm in Israel with you next week will be that very thing. There's a lot of questions. This will provide us with a lot more fodder for conversation during my visit there next week. Plus my time with you, you're going to spend some time co-hosting the program while I'm there next Wednesday, or is it, no, Friday you're going to be, no, Thursday, got to get the date straight, Thursday you'll be with me, so have some fun and direct connection and learn a lot more about what goes on in this fascinating country. You and I have spent a lot of time together, but we've never been together in Israel, so that should be a very good experience, and I'm glad to have your point of view on the settlements. Trump says a lot of things, or has said a lot of things, that he now sort of just walks away from, because that seems to be his character. Uri, thanks. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Wow. Always good to hear the Money Pit theme, right?
That's what
Money
I said.
Money Pit! That's what happens. Tommy the K, the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, is here with, well, he's got a money pit and a money, he's got a, in that pit he throws money. That's why he calls it the Money Pit, because his program does so well, he throws all his money into a pit.
We want to help you from throwing money into your pit.
Yes, we do. That's what
We're
it's all about.
We're the Money Pit prevention business here.
So let's see if we can find a listener or two that has a question for us. I also wanted to talk to you about something that I find intriguing when it comes to what you, when you buy a new home and you move into it, what sort of supplies, what sort of things do you need? What does the home improvement guru say about what is a must-have when you move into a new home? That's coming up in just a moment here.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
All right, 56 past the hour. Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program airs on hundreds of radio stations all around the country every weekend, hosted by Tom Kreitler, and he is somebody that I go to when I have my own personal questions, and many times I ask them on the air, which is not the case today. Okay. Although I did talk to somebody who was moving in to a new home.
Right.
And there was a question about what she needed to buy, like cleaning supplies and a lawnmower and some kind of furniture and all sorts of things. Is there a, when it comes to home improvement or having your home well managed, which I think is all in your purview and your wheelhouse,
right,
what do you say? You must have gotten this question before on your program. I'm moving into a new house. What do I do, Tom?
Well, I mean, the first thing I would do is I would do a once-over on the general home maintenance issues. In other words, was the heating system serviced recently? You know, if we're talking summer AC, are there any, you know, plumbing leaks, electrical issues? I would do all those basic mechanical and structural things. Now, if you had a home inspection done before you bought that house, you probably have a list of those needs. I'd organize those first. In terms of what you buy, Doug, you know, I was talking to someone last night that does a lot of decorating, and we were talking about furniture purchasing. And she said, you know, I always tell my clients they're better off buying one better piece than like three lousy pieces. In other words, invest in furniture slowly over time. Yeah. Don't try to fill the whole house up at once with pieces that, you know, are inexpensive when you could just do one room at a time and then kind of build upon that and have stuff that's going to stay there for, you know, a generation. Kind of thing. Well, so there are different approaches on that.
Yeah.
But the other thing that we find that people that move into homes, they do more fix-ups in the first like year or two than the next 10 years. So that's the year, the first couple of years when you spend a lot of money on the paint and the decorating and that sort of thing.
I moved into that house in April, and I'm still doing a lot of stuff. I just got the wallpapering done and the painting done for the most part, and there's still furniture needs and that kind of stuff. But it is almost a never-end. I think you live in a house, you can keep doing this stuff forever.
You can. And the other advice I give people, Doug, is when they move in, sometimes people have a tendency to want to change everything. Let's say, you know, like the wallpaper or the color. You want to do it all at once.
Yeah.
Give yourself, you know, some time to get used to it, because one of two things is going to happen. The desire to change is going to increase, and you'll do it. Or you'll learn to live with it, decide it's not so bad, adjust to it, and save yourself a boatload of money and time.
Jack wants to know, he moved into this home that was built in 1922. He's concerned that he may have lead pipes. How does he check for that?
Well, the lead pipe is pretty obvious. When it comes in the main water valve area of the house, it's going to be dirty and dusty. But if you get a knife, it's a soft lead. It's a soft material. If you scrape it sideways, it will be very, very shiny, almost like a dull chrome underneath, and you'll know you have lead. And if you do, you always want to run that water for a couple of minutes before you drink it.
Right. Good idea. Good. That's
before you change,
very important
change the pipes too.
All this focus on water this week. All right, Tom. Thank you. Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out at moneypit.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.